Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Don't forget, there's a $1,200 check coming. That is going to be part of the new package. I would have preferred a payroll tax cut on top of that check, but be that as it may, politically it doesn't work. But the check is there. The reemployment bonus is there. The retention bonus is there. There'll be breaks for small tax credits for small businesses and restaurants. That's all going to be there. It's a very well-rounded package. It's a very well-targeted package.
All right, it is about the economy, stupid. Didn't they say that once? Larry Kudlow knows that. It's not lost on him. That's who you just heard. He says the next coronavirus stimulus bill will include more checks because Americans are drowning economically. So many not able to go back to work, freaked out about what's going to happen about unemployment, that extra $600 that was being lopped on to the checks. And the White House economic advisor promised on Sunday that the federal government will extend the moratorium, by the way, on evictions. Some concern about that, what would happen there, and, of course, send out another round of checks as part of the next stimulus package. No deal has officially been announced. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows have been on Capitol Hill to discuss the details of the package with congressional leaders, but it's not official because, again, the additional $600 in unemployment benefits the federal government was supplying was the tug of war that was happening. So there you go. That's where we're at. Hey, hey, everybody. As always, Kate Delaney, thrilled to be with you, especially in these times we find ourselves in. Whatever hamlet, canyon, nook, cranny, wherever you are in the forest somewhere, I hope you are safe and you are weathering the storm. And boy, have there been storms, including hurricanes. The first hurricane of 2020. What a year this goes down in history, right? 2020. I said my word was extraordinary. It has been extraordinary, hasn't it? So Hannah was the first hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season. Washed ashore Saturday afternoon, slammed into South Texas, a Cat 1. So you think Cat 1, well, that's better than a Cat 4, which would be a disaster. No, Cat 1 was pretty bad. 90-mile-an-hour winds. The storm surge was crazy. The floods. And first of all, how it looked in space, it looked like it was going to wipe Texas off the map. But, you know, the view from space is always scary and freaky anyway. But once the hurricane came in, you saw, like tennis courts where there was no tennis court. It was buried up to midway plus the, you know, on the fence. 12 inches of rain in like nanoseconds. It's just crazy what happened with those winds and what happened with the water. And Corpus Christi, they have historic old boardwalk with concrete, made of concrete. And that concrete looked like it just kind of flew up in the air. So nobody's walking down that that boardwalk anytime soon. I mean, it was bad. Luckily, it weakened and then got down to 75 miles an hour, 9 miles an hour, and kind of petered off after that. But it was pretty nasty when it hit land. You know, and it's interesting because the Corpus Christi mayor, Joe McComb, said, I don't feel like what's happening here. I'm watching what's happening. We've been fighting COVID for 5 months and, you know, we're out of energy, or, you know, are we out of gas? We can do this together. We're going to do it both. We're going to figure it out because we're not out of either of those things because we've been battling for so long. The storm knocked out power to tens of thousands of people in the counties along the coastline. And like I said, the rain was the thing. There was even a maximum in one spot of that hit 18 inches. So you get to think about it around your house. 18 inches. I mean, there were cars that were floating. Let's put it that way. And this isn't the only hurricane, because there's another one that is trying to wreak havoc with Hawaii. So now we've got two hurricanes. And as somebody who has been through a really bad hurricane in my history, you don't want to mess with it, right? You get some notice. That's the difference between hurricanes and twisters, because they seem to pop up. It can be worse in a way of the surprise of it all, but we certainly have seen hurricanes that have done their damage. So there you go. And that's just the weather. We haven't even gotten to protest or COVID-19 as far as the totals, because I'm giving it to you straight, right? I love to paint a pretty picture, but especially as an optimist, you know I'm glasses half full if you've listened to this show at all. But 149,000 people dead, 1.3 million recovered. That's out of 4.31 million cases. 4.31 million cases worldwide, 648,000 deaths recovered, 9.34 million confirmed cases, 16.2 million. 16.2 million. Particularly worrisome are some of the areas in Texas, still in Arizona, our good friends in Arizona who have been writing to me. In Florida, there's concerns there. Now it looks like so many of the school districts, by the way, are saying, we're just going to go virtual. It's too risky for the teachers. It's too risky for the students. But that depends on the district and the area and the conversations that are being had. Some still haven't decided as of yet, right? Still have not decided. By the way, in Florida, confirmed cases, 423,000 plus deaths, 5,800 plus for Florida. In Arizona, 162,000 plus cases, confirmed deaths, 3,307. That's the latest we have. And I'll tell you what, on the streets of Portland, is it safe to protest anymore when we've seen some of what has happened? The violence to me is taking away from the message of Black Lives Matter. So the violence is, in fact, ripping away the fabric of why the crowds were there. You have federal law enforcement agents clashing with the protesters early on Friday morning. It was really bad then. And this was into the weekend, pushing through the streets, dispersing the crowds. And this is now 2 months after the death of George Floyd. I mean, 58 days and counting. So you had more people who were trying to, you know, who were trying to go downtown, who were trying to protest. And then you had some people that decided that they were going to ignite problems. And you had, you know, things that were thrown over a fence, that fence that they complain about. You had police being hit with things. You had protesters that were innocent that said they were hit with things. I mean, it's just a nightmare, and especially that fence enclosing the federal courthouse. They're trying to tear that apart, meaning some of the crowd, and then the police and the feds are saying, back off. Stay with us.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Segments on this show. It's when we welcome in the technical maestro for our kickoff of the week, America Tonight. That would be Eric, and he is with us. He's in our virtual green room right now. So, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. So let's start off with this one. You have a chance to be in one of these two franchises we're going to play for everyone to hear, and you tell me this or that. That's what the segment is called. So this or that. You tell me which you would prefer. So let's go with James Bond first.
The clip.
The clip.
All right.
Go ahead. Shoot him. He means nothing to me.
I can do it! I can break her code. So get on with it!
Explosion. I like the scream at the end of that. Okay, so that was the Bond franchise that we're referring to, this or that. And here's that second clip. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just roll the footage.
Go
That was a quiet one.
That was a quiet one. All right, so that was Mission Impossible. I know no one would guess what that was. Mission Impossible, which, of course, is the franchise for Tom Cruise. And then James Bond has had lots of different James Bonds. Daniel Craig has a Bond movie that should have already come out, but they pushed it off because of the pandemic. But it's in the can, so to speak. And there have been various Bonds. So you have a choice. You can either be an extra in the Bond franchise or Mission Impossible. What do you pick, Eric?
I'll go with Bond. How about you?
Bond. Yeah, I go with Bond. It's so funny. I'm surprised you said that. I thought, because you're younger, I thought you were going to say Mission Impossible, because people jones over Mission Impossible, usually, if they're like 30 or under.
No, not me. I didn't really get that into Bond, but I'm more of a Bond guy. I really like GoldenEye. I've never seen a Bond movie that wasn't good, you know.
There you go. That would be my answer too. I don't think any of the Bond movies have been bad. I like them. I just some, you know, the cheesy gadgets, the whole thing, the different Bonds. I would love to be an extra in a Bond movie and get to say hello to Daniel Craig. I think he's a good Bond. People have other choices for Bond, but I don't know. I like Daniel Craig, so I'm going to say I would be super excited to be in the Bond franchise. All right, so we move from that to. By the way, have you ever been an extra in a movie?
No, I don't think so.
I was an extra in a television show.
Nice. What show?
And your girlfriend would be really jealous. Law and Order, SVU.
Oh. Awesome.
That he was awesome. You're just one of lots of people there, but it was pretty cool. Mm. Yeah.
What episode?
It was in 19. Oh gosh, I knew you were going to ask me the episode. It was in 1995.
Okay, cool.
I'll dig up the episode. I'll dig up the episode. I don't even know if you. I'm in the crowd.
That's still cool.
It is cool. Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. Absolutely. So we move from that to whiteboard versus chalkboard. Which do you prefer?
Chalkboard.
Chalkboard, why?
I don't know. I just like the dust and the... I used to like the chalk and stuff. I don't know. It's more fun.
I like that. It's more fun than the... Because everything's a whiteboard now. You know, you get the markers and you go to Staples or wherever you go, and that's... People have the whiteboards versus... They still have little chalkboards even, but it seems like that's bigger. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say I have both, which is weird. I have both. Right now I'm staring in the studio, in my mini studio. I say the mini facility because we're not at the giant network in Minneapolis. I've got both. I like both. I don't know. I like chalkboards. I think like you, there's something about it reminds me of being in school. And I had a job when I was in school of clapping the erasers clean. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was fun.
You did? That was your thing? Okay, they'd say, you clap the erasers. I don't know. One week I had to do it, and then I'd have to do it another week. It was just kind of a funny thing I did.
Yeah.
And it leads into my next segment. Would you rather be a hall room monitor or a safety guard at school?
They both sound lame.
you have to pick one, this or that. This is a game, this or that.
I'd rather be a safety guard because then hopefully I'd be able to spend more time outside.
Yeah, you'd be outside more, and you'd be stopping cars. You'd have your little hand up and your little stop sign, and people would be, you know, looking at you crooked, but you could stop cars whenever you wanted to because they're going too fast in the school zone. If you're a hall monitor, you're basically a rat.
Yeah.
Trying to get people, report them. What are you doing in this hallway? So forget the hallway monitor. I agree with you. man, we're like 3 for 3. We like chalkboards better. We would rather be the safety guard. We would rather be in a Bond flick. How about that? That could be surprising. All right, a buffet. So you have the choice of going to a buffet of all Chinese food. It's all just Chinese food. Or you go to a buffet of Mediterranean food. Which do you prefer?
I'll go with the Mediterranean food.
Ah, we agree again. I could, you know what, I could really do either. It's funny because growing up, we would go to, like, Japanese restaurants. We didn't go to, like, a big deal was Benihana's in New York. But we didn't go to much Chinese food. We didn't have, I don't know, there wasn't great Chinese restaurants near us or something, which seems odd. But I hardly ever remember doing that. But Mediterranean food, ooh, I like the I don't know, I like the salads and stuff, and there's some healthy things, I think.
Yeah, the salads. Yeah, all the healthy stuff, the hummus. Yeah, all the olive oil and olives. There's
yeah.
fresh stuff, which I like.
Yeah, me too. And the hummus, you know what's interesting about hummus for everybody listening? Man, you can do anything with hummus. In my grocery store, they put anything in hummus, like from red chili to garlic to pine nuts to whatever.
Yeah, have you ever had chocolate hummus?
No, is it good?
It doesn't even taste like hummus. It tastes like pudding to me.
Really? So they mix the hummus with chocolate. Wow, that's kind of interesting.
I think it was like you know, coke, like really pure chocolate. It was like cocoa or like, I don't know.
That was in it?
Yeah. It was, yeah, I can't even explain it. It was, I want to say it was like cocoa powder or something like
that.
Or a cacao, or what's that word, like cacao?
Oh, yeah, the powder. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds so good. All right, how about that? We were 4 for 4. We both would love to be in a Bond movie, or we'd take it. We both used to clap the eraser, so we like chalkboards. Safety guards outside. And we like hummus and the fresh food on the Mediterranean bar, so we would take the Mediterranean buffet. Another edition of This or That in the books. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. has now reached 4 million. Over 1 million of those cases have been reported in roughly the last 2 weeks. Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services, Admiral Brett Giroir, spoke on CNN.
I'm never going to be happy until we have this under control, and we're going to continue to push every single day to improve the testing, the type of testing that we have, and the rapidity of turnaround.
The coronavirus is also affecting the economy this weekend. Millions of Americans lost their federal relief aid. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Leader McConnell has refused to put bill together and put it on the floor of the Senate. We need him to act now for the sake of millions of New Yorkers and tens of millions of Americans.
This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Hanna is now a tropical storm, but officials in Texas say residents still have tough times ahead. Governor Greg Abbott.
Flash flooding that will come upon people suddenly, where it seems like there is a little rain, and then moments later, they could be awash in water up to their doors if they're in their cars, up to their knees if they're walking around.
And residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Douglas. Eddie Parnell says he's prepared for the storm.
We've just been boarding up all our windows, using our trucks for shields, for block stuff from flying at our house. I'd rather be safe, you know, for my kids.
Douglas could become only the third hurricane in modern history to make landfall in Hawaii. Hurricane Dot in 1959 and Hurricane Iniki in 1992. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the islands of Oahu and Kauai. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
I can remember doing this show for the first time. I was actually filling in, and it was back in 2004. An earthquake hit the seabed of the Indian Ocean. It was in December. It was the day after Christmas, and there's a magnitude of 9.1 to 9.3, and then, it caused what they called the Boxing Day tsunami. It was so horrible, so sad. The death toll, 100,000 to 225,000, $7 billion worth of rescue and damage, etc. And you can hear in the background, George Daglish is going to jump in here. But earthquakes to me have always been fascinating and scary. And in California, I was in the middle of one. Luckily, was too far away from the epicenter, so it wasn't terrible for me, but it was terrible for some other people. And George Daglish has written a book called Real-Time Earthquake Tracking and Localizations, a formulation for Elements in Earthquake Early Warning Systems, as we would know, EWS. And it's so fascinating and significant. I mean, he's done millions of lines of coding since 2008 when you talk about this tracking system. So, George, thank you so much for joining us to talk about your book and the work you've done.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about early warning systems, because that's the gist of this whole thing. When we look at early warning systems, and you and I talked off the air about the Ring of Fire, you talked about, I asked you for some vulnerable countries, and you named like Turkey and Greece and Italy and Chile and Mexico and Iceland. Of all of the countries, who has perhaps the best right now EWS system?
China.
They do.
Yeah, I think so, because they're really going up to speed. I could give you names, but I don't want to embarrass them.
No, that's okay. So China's the one. But what about, you know, there's people listening to us overseas in many of those places that I mentioned, and also in the United States. And in the United States, when you move to California, the first thing they hand you is an earthquake survival kit, and they tell you, watch out for the big one. And you didn't even mention so much the United States. So is the United States a little bit behind on EWS compared to, obviously, some of those other countries?
I don't know. I think they've got the San Andreas Fault pretty well covered with, and they're working very hard on earthquake prediction as well, I believe. I don't know. Anyway, so the thing about earthquakes, the size of an earthquake, there was an earthquake in Wenchuan in China, 2008, which left 70,000 dead, 18,000 missing, and 375 injured, and the economic loss was $845 billion, presumably yuan. You know?
Oof, 845! Wow, incredible.
This is an example of a severe earthquake. What it can do, and these are the kind of things which. I mean, what could you do to avoid a thing like that? You know, you can't rush off and get out of the way. The thing about it is, if we have 10 to 5 minutes warning to get people to get out of buildings, all that kind of thing, into safe areas, this would be good. The thing about earthquake prediction at the moment is that we have a latency period before we can actually position the earthquake and find out its magnitude. And so... once that's done, you have a certain amount of time where you calculate how long it will be before the surface effects get to any particular point you want to name around the place. And so it's a latency problem. Now, had we been able to predict the earthquake before it started, you have a much longer latency period to get people out of difficulties before they get hit by the tremors.
Boy, no kidding, and that would be brilliant, and that's the brilliance of your work and, of course, the book. What do earthquake systems have to contain to be valuable and useful?
Well, it goes in a straight line from the P-wave detection, then follow calculating the epicenter and hypercenter, and also, what I didn't mention before, I was talking before, is the thing called the tau C factor. The tau C factor is a factor you can get from the earthquake wave, which allows you to predict its magnitude. So given the hypercenter and the tau C factor, you've got a good chance of working out the destructive power of a given earthquake at a distance from the epicenter. So you need all those factors. And that's it, really.
Wow. You need all those factors to make it successful. So for you, and I mentioned this at the top, millions of lines of code and doing it in 2008. And this is what you did. I mean, you're an expert tracker. For a living, you were doing this you know, in tracking. So you understand this. And it takes time and patience and all that stuff in between. And when we look at the code, you know, ultimately, what is it that you're specifically working on with this EWS?
I'm working on just the bones of it at the moment, actually. And the last bit we did was a calculation to make the hypercenter and epicenter more accurate by taking into account the spheroidal geometry of the Earth, which we can do, actually. Without using it as a tag-on correction on a spherical Earth model. So,
So that makes sense in what you're saying and what you're working on. People read this, what would you like them to take away from reading your book?
I'd like to take away the purity and the simplicity of the math you have to use to do the job, which is not beyond anyone's capability, you know. Anyone could do it with a computer. It's what anyone can do from what do you call it? A ground up project, you know.
Yeah, a ground up project, absolutely. And I said this before because you're expert at tracking this. What are the qualities of good tracking? It has to be patience, though, and you have to have a mathematical type of mind to be able to process that. And you're really a puzzler. I mean, you're putting together a puzzle, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the puzzle is to make the system work. A current puzzle is what you didn't mention when I said was the tau C factor, and that is a big puzzle at the moment. It's what you have to do. You have to get a huge amount of scholarship goes into the tau C to make it predict the magnitude of an earthquake. If you get a tau C factor, and then from your hypercenter and epicenter, hypercenter and epicenter locations, you can get the travel time of the wave to the sensor, and also the distance to the center. So I've been trying to suggest this for some time, if you do a multiple regression between all the tau C's you've got around the place, which takes you a long time to extract from a database, you can get a reliable map of a reliable law to calculate the magnitude of the earthquake, given having calculated the tau C. And calculating the tau C, of course, adds to the latency because it's kind of a waveform type calculation. So you have to allow 3 seconds extra for you to collect the waveform to do it. And so that adds the latency. Once you've got the tau C calculation, if you've got the law from the regression, someone's done it possibly. Some people have anyway tried for linear regression. You can calculate the magnitude of the earthquake. Having done so, you can calculate what it's going to be like when it hits various built-up areas, things like that. But yeah. The tau C is key.
Yeah, it's key. I'm glad you delved into that for people that are listening, because of course always the concern is when you talk about those thick areas as well, especially by the sea, is the tsunami as well. Will we see how deep? Oh, yeah. What will happen? Will there be a tsunami? I mentioned the impact of the earthquake when I was on the air and how shocking it was as that started to unfold that the tsunami was worse.
Yeah, well, the tsunami you can get from knowing about the fault slip geometry. Whether it's going to push a column of water up or whatever. Once you've got that, and if you had a really reliable and fast computer, it's possible you can make a simulation that's quick enough to, in real time, to map the progress of the tsunami.
Yeah. Wow, just fascinating, and I think the key thing here is what you said is about could you get people out of buildings faster, save more lives, and it's so
important. Exactly. That's absolutely right.
EWS is such an important thing, so what a delight for me and for the listeners to get a chance to hear, George, what you have to say, George Daglish, and again, the book is Real-Time Earthquake Tracking and Localization of a formulation for elements in earthquake early warning systems. EWS is so important. George, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're going all the way to New Zealand to welcome virtually into Author's Corner Regina Stein. She's written a book, Maramar, and it is so powerful. And it's something that I saw that was transformative to me when I spent some time in Sedona. And many of you know about that trip. I've talked about it. So the book is really this tool to let you know, to make people realize you can change your belief system. And we know many of us are carrying around all kinds of things, anger, hurt from something that happened in childhood, whatever it might be. So, Regina, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And, wow, what an undertaking this book must have been for you. How exciting was it? As you told me, you were just trying to get those pages, even if it was one a day, a couple of lines, but you did it. How exciting is it to have it out there?
It is very exciting. It's something that you don't expect. It's unexpected, and you don't really know what to do with it, but you trust. You trust that needs to be written down. It needs to be placed. And you have it.
Yeah, and how important, because, you know, you talk about the angels. You talk about that energy. And when did you know that you felt that and you felt that vibration, the higher vibration?
When I was a child. As a child, I didn't have any toys. Not that I didn't get some. I didn't want any, so that's really strange. So I only had my dogs, had the nature, and yeah, I loved that. And I believe the first time that I really noticed that they were present was when we were moving from Germany, from Australia into Germany. So where I did not know where we were going to, and we were in this big plane, and I was really afraid, and I was talking. It seemed like I was talking to myself, but I had these energy fields around me, and I was saying, am I coming back home? And they were saying, it's going to take a while. And they were saying, giving me this feeling long, really long. It felt like it's drifting away, but then suddenly you're coming back. But see it as a learning stage. So as a school, that you're entering a new school and you're learning. So, and that's how they left me. So, and then my learning started when I came to Germany and everything was totally different. And I really needed to rely on these feelings that turned dramatically into something from happy to something disappointing, fear. You had everything taken away. You had no friends, you had no animals, you had no nature. So it was really scary. So, and only your own self and the voices within you. So that this is where I came across. And then I think when I was 9, then I had this contact with spirits. So where I started seeing the future, I saw my grandfather pass away and it didn't happen, but I thought it was a dream, but it did happen 6 weeks later. He did pass away. So, and I saw it before I saw all these things, and I felt spirits coming, and I didn't know what it was. I was very afraid of it. So, and all that came into my life ever since young age. So, and I needed to learn to deal with that, which was very hard, I must say, because I didn't have anyone to talk to, whom I can share what I'm experiencing and how to deal with it. You know, when they touch you or they took over the body and they didn't harm me in any way, but I didn't understand that they can't harm me till a later age. So it's interesting because the universe says you cannot get rid of it, because I told them to take it away from me. I don't want it. It's frightening me. And they were saying to me, we can't take it away from you because it's a part of you. And I said, what do I do with it? And I said, you need to deal with it. You need to learn how to deal with it. And that took a long time. So everything happened when I was 35 years old, where I finally really faced the fear and understood that they can't do anything to me because I'm still alive.
And everything gets lifted. And like I said, there's this sort of higher vibration. And what does that feel like?
It's amazing. It's a place of, you don't feel either way. You don't feel sad. You don't feel angry. It's just so calm and peaceful. And you feel so presented and connected. And you don't have any wishes or desire to do anything. You just want to wallow in that energy. And you just wait till they move you forward. I love the energy, working in the energy, because that's a lot easier living life. As a human being in the physical body, that is so hard because you have to make all your decisions and you have to do it right and you have to think about all the actions that's going to happen and the feedback, what's going to come, you know, from your action that you do and how that outcome is going to be. So it's all frightening. But if you walk with the divine and you follow them and you allow them to guide you, everything falls on its place. You're allowed to feel your fear. That doesn't matter. They say you're allowed to do that, enjoy it as you go along, but, you know, just follow us. And you walk through it in ease, and it's so great. It just feels so good. It's fun.
Yeah, I like that. It's fun. It's fun. Fun is good. People listening like to hear that word. It's fun. And Maribor is the name of the book, and in putting it together, I mean, it has to, even though it was difficult in having to discipline yourself and make that happen, you made it happen, and now you like I said before, you've got it out there. What do you want, and I think we've talked about this, but what do you hope people walk away with as they're working through your book?
To be inspiration. To be themselves. To awaken their own self. To live it. So if somebody is like an example, somebody loves, like a young man or young boy loves long hair and is afraid to wear this long hair. When they grow up and they're little and they're growing up, everybody's pointing their fingers on them and telling them how they look like. But to really just allow yourself, no, I want to do this, to grow into who I am and allow yourself to wear this long hair and to carry it with pride because it's a part of you, who you are. So, and not to be ashamed to speak out loudly what you think in love, you know. So, I'm not talking about harm because harm is ego. Everything that is harmony and in caring, that is divine. That is divine. That is pure love. That is power. There's no actually word for it. It's so lovely. So, it fills your heart and fills your space and fills each and everyone around you. And that, it's like a domino stone when you smile at one and spread out that smile, and everyone that you touch with your smile, they connect to somebody else that smiles, and you've got this big smiles all around you. So, and it's being yourself. And if you don't come out being yourself, you can't spread that beautifulness that you've got inside of you hiding in there. So, and we are perfect just the way we are. There's no such thing that we have to do more except to come closer to ourselves and to trust yourself, who you are, and that in believing in your own self. We don't need anyone to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in our own selves and to be who we are and be proud of what we are doing. The book shows that the grammatic is not the perfect, but it's not about the grammatic. It's not about the book. It's about being me, because this is me. This is how I talk. This is how I live. This is how I teach. So, but this is me. This is a part of me, and I use this as my tool. If it works in the physical plan, why shouldn't it work in the book? So, because it's me.
I love that. And again, Marimar is the name of the book, and we're talking about that feeling and giving it up. And, you know, lots of people lately in different ways have talked about being vulnerable, being open, being willing to accept the past and move on and whatnot. And in your book, you talk about that it's the tool.
It's
again.
Dealing with it.
Yeah, dealing
it's
with
dealing
it.
Dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's really facing it. And this is what the universe says. You have to face with it. You have to deal with it. So it's facing it. So when it comes up, don't run away from it. Don't ignore it. Don't try to put it on other people and judge people. No, you need to look at your own self and ask yourself, why do you feel the way you do right now? Why are you acting the way you do right now? Where does this come from? How far does it go back? What happened to you to that time and that moment, and why you're holding on to it? So you see, it all goes back to yourself.
Wow, such a beautiful sentiment, and I wish for everyone to be able to gravitate that and get that feeling, and that's why they need to get your book, and they can certainly get it on Amazon, because I think it's clear it was a labor of love for you, right?
Absolutely. It's self-healing, and everybody is able to self-heal its own life, its own thoughts. And thoughts are powerful. They are the ones that are directing and manifesting the life that you are living. So it's nobody's fault. It's your own fault. It's you doing it, nobody else. So we just need to be aware that we're doing it. And we need somebody that tells us that we are doing so.
Wow.
And help you through it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful place to end this. Regina, thanks so much again for joining us on the show. And I hope that everybody picks up the book and they work through it, because it is a game changer. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.